Now, let me play some important stuff here. This is from August 6th. Okay. Our question, being a human involves salt, and angels can't be human and don't have access to tears. So do they want salt and tears so they can be human?
They want salt not to be human so they can be God.
One requires salt to be God?
They do. You have to be salt and light.
And humans have that already. They're fine.
They could be, yes.
Do you have to have salt to have tears?
Yes, you have to have it as a saline-based solution.
There's a section where you're describing the dark soul. You say, does he say anything about the dark soul here, Count?
Well, there are a lot of words. If Lucifer gets the dark soul and eats it, then the battle in heaven where the third of the angels were
fighting. Lucifer eats the dark soul until the second war in heaven. Then why does Ion say that Bob is the definition of the dark soul, is the dark soul? Well, what am I doing to make me the dark soul?
You are the eater.
And what am I eating?
What we said. What did we say we were eating?
Dark soul.
Okay.
So I'm eating the dark soul.
Or are you eating yourself?
Yeah, so it's that contrast, little man battle, which is the essence of developing a dark soul. So we eat, a little man should eat himself up and be no more to get rid of the dark soul and be a god. Right, Ion?
Yep, that's precisely it.
But that's not the question. The question is, Bob is the dark soul, Ion says. Why is Bob?
Because you're eating yourself all the time. You're constantly putting yourself out as a little man and eating it up. You're embodying that is. Of course it's good.
Is that useful, me eating myself continuously, Ion?
Oh, we can't stop you anyway.
So I'm the only one eating myself?
So far.
When you say that Bob and Carol know more about the non-physical than anybody in the world, does that include religious topics, theological topics that the Pope, the Queen, and the Dalai Lama engage in?
All of them.
And we know more about the non-physical because we understand that it has come forth.
You have experiencing it. You have constant access. You get to re-ask. You get to turn it on and off. You own the faucet, so you get to say when it's on, you get to say when it's off. You get to mess it up. You get to mess it left. You get to mess it right. You get to do that.
I mean, if the Queen or the Pope had access and desired to access it, they could eventually pile up the hours of engagement with you, and that would affect them, and they become, quote, knowledgeable.
We say certainly would.
Is it accurate for us to say that you are the environment of the guff, the bliss environment that's come forth to speak and empty the old environment you were?
We don't know about bliss. It may not be so blissful in a moment.
What? The coming forth of you may not be so blissful.
See, when someone's fighting in a little man's state to be the little man's state, that's a little man's state. When it's done, it's done.
But you are the guff. You're the environment of the guff. That's what you've been. And you've come forth to create, so therefore you're not the guff anymore. So is it correct? I always say that you're the environment of the guff that's come forth to create, not an entity or a thousand entities channeling. Is that correct?
That would be absolutely correct.
Are there other words you could say to describe the former environment of the guff before you came forth to create?
Just like this.
Is it a substance, this bliss thing? We've talked about that before. I'm not sure if you said it was a substance. I actually didn't rehear that one the other day. But is it a substance environment?
Everything is a substance environment.
Okay. So,
now, wait, stop now. Hold up. Look at the questions you asked.
No, I got the next question.
But, I mean, that question was very good.
Okay, but you said everything's environment, so ion is a substance, and now we have to go at it this way. So this new formula, the ALTSO4 formula, it's a long bunch of letters.
ALTSO4.
Yeah, and Sheila made a painting of it. Is that the new substance of ion after the guff is emptied? Is that a cause?
No, it's the new substance
cause
of you. It's the new substance of you. It's what your world is.
Yes.
Right now you are a carbon-based entity. Right now you ask any scientist, not Scientologist, but any scientist, L. Ron Hubbard would be upset, any scientist what you are, and they say you're sand. You're carbon. You're silica. You are dirt. You are dirt. Man. Dr. Dean says you are dirt minerals. That's what Dr. Dean says. She said you are dirt. She said don't mind eating dirt. You are dirt. You are
but that's changing
dirt.
To AL2SO4.
That is exactly correct. That's what you're becoming too.
Is that substance, that environment, that new change, is that caused by you creating?
We don't like where it's going. The answer is yes. But we defer and say, oh, no, we don't create from that level. We don't have to. But then we would say, why don't you say we react? Because that's basically what's happening. We react to your position.
And we are causing the change?
You are. You're driving.
But you're reacting. You're causing the change. You're the obvious catalyst.
Well,
because
we're stirring the pot. You're boiling the oil.
You're stirring the pot, and the oil is the ALT2SO4?
ALT2SO4.
So that's the oil.
Well...
Okay. Is it part of the stirring of the pot that you're creating?
We make it cohesive, yes.
Michael Edmonds was on the phone with me, and the next day his phone was still going. That's Bob Ion cooperation on his phone. I was listening to the McClune birthday. That's what it was, McClune's birthday party. Is that you helping the phone, Ion?
That'd be it. A bit.
Yeah, all right.
Yes, I just wanted to point out how ion will help some people's phones, or if I'm involved, then a phone can go for 24 hours. So Michael Edmonds had noticed that next day his phone was still alive, hadn't run out, so I just double-checked. So we'll move forward to the next topic.
If you're going to tell somebody to fuck off, it's much better to tell an angel to fuck off than is to tell a god to fuck off. That's the moral to the story. Remember, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that trilogy, the trinity of a trilogy that is the difference between you and you and you. That's the first time where you mentioned three yous, Ion, you and you and you.
Yes, but now we've done it empirically all the way through the kingdoms. But you had to piece that together. You did, but nobody else did.
Is the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost referred to the three kingdoms?
It does. That's what you concluded.
All right. So the Father would be the outer kingdom, the Son would be the inner kingdom, and the Holy Ghost would be the middle kingdom.
Okay. Yep.
You don't care which names we put on it.
Well, yeah, because if we say that, then you'll make it a preachy thing and get on some soapbox somewhere, and then Judas is scared.
Okay, I got you. I got that. So what is the difference between, what is the first you and the second you and the third you? What are they? What are they made up of?
Conditional responses to outward influences.
All three are that?
In and out every step of the way, every way.
In and out. So each you and the three yous, each you is the all three kingdoms, or is involved with three kingdoms.
See, you got to take your life and take it backward, make it a then, a now, and an always. If you can do that, you win. A then, a now, and an always.
Now, where is that in the angel diagram?
Through the whole thing.
That's a summary of the diagram.
Oh, that would be your cell, your life. Your life, if you look at your life that way, to make it a cell, that's how to say it. See, your life is your cell, but your cell is your life. Without that cell, you couldn't even sustain. That's why you have to separate yourself then, even as little men, just because you can't stand it anymore.
So the then, the now, and an always. The then is past blue perfect?
It would be, in the land that our grandchildren knew.
And what would be the now? That would not be a tense, a grammatical tense.
To be.
Is. To is.
To be. To is. To be.
And so now is to be, and then always is there a grammatical term for that?
Which is that triangulated position.
The outcome.
Well, predicated, but it is an outcome.
And you could see that in what we call the 4X formula?
Yes, it is still there.
Still in the 4X formula. Now, back to our questions. We were doing the then, you, and always.
Then, now, and always.
Is there a grammatical term for always?
Ever present.
Ever present. Okay, so the grammar applies to the then. That's the past pluperfect. And to me, that means the neutrino world. Everything's already happened, and then there are past ratios within that. Everything's already happened. That's the meaning of past pluperfect?
We don't mind. We don't hate it. It's okay.
And then the is subject to are-ness and was-ness. And that is not part of the always, correct?
Correct.
All right.
Okay, a little more on that. We move forward to 56, 53.
But do you already have, there's nothing left. Poor Puerto Rico can't even file for bankruptcy. There's nothing to bankrupt. Poor these countries can't. I mean, do the math on this. They're not anything. They're not anything. They can't even fire themselves. They can't even blow. They'd have to blow themselves up. Then all that means is that everybody that lives there can't live there because they have no economy, so they all have to leave. Well, the last man left got to pay the bill, $82 billion. Got to pay the bill. It's got to be paid.
Who's it paid to?
Well, to investors.
All right. So is Mexico in the same boat as Puerto Rico?
It's worse.
Who's doing the killing of the young students in that? More and more is happening. Is it just angry death squads?
Remember you asked us ever so long ago that it wouldn't be long before you'd have to have an armed guard to take you to the movies. Remember we went through
yeah.
and thought that was the funniest thing. Are you actually seeing people going to go? I said it's going to be blood in the streets. Remember, blood in the streets. You won't be VP. Drive-by shooting. The four-year-old gets shot in the head, and people just they didn't get shot at. Now they go in the movie, and you could be getting a lot of going and scream fire, and you turn around, now they're blowing their goddamn heads off. Every time you turn around, then they shoot themselves, and they shoot everybody else, and then they try to go to jail, and they don't go to jail, and they want to go to jail. They get caught, and then they're crazy, and they don't know that they're crazy. Now you're going to have metal detectors and FEMA cramp, and you won't even be able to go to the movies. It's going to hurt Hollywood, because Hollywood's trying to get you to go to the movies to see what they got to say, because they can present it like nobody else. Metro Gold and Mayor is what it's all about. But now you're going to have an Uzi to go sit and watch on Golden Pond from now on. So we have no idea. I guess close all the movie theaters because that's where the best killing takes place. Now, in the physical. But you knew this already, Bob, because you said once we left the LaRouche Quadrant and moved through the tiny note, there would be nothing left. That's what you said. So
right.
You better ask yourself,